The U.S. has dropped many pandemic restrictions, but thanks to the Supreme Court, a pandemic rule that slows down border traffic remains in place.
For almost 3 years, the United States has invoked Title 42, a public health rule that makes it easier to turn away migrants at the border. The Biden administration expected that order to expire this week, but many state governments resisted, and Chief Justice John Roberts granted their request to stop the change until he can hear the government's response. In an NPR interview, Vice President Kamala Harris said the United States is preparing for the order to end whenever it does.
That means, again, putting more agents on the border as appropriate so that we can manage what might be an influx.
NPR's Joel Rose is in El Paso, Texas, where many migrants have already arrived. Joel, the city where you're in has seen a significant rise in the number of migrants crossing the border in the last week, all in anticipation of the end of Title 42. What are the city's plans now?
Yeah, so the city says it's moving ahead as if Title 42 is ending. At a press conference Monday afternoon, El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser said the city is still treating this as an emergency and that it's continuing to prepare for large numbers of migrants to arrive. The mayor said he's been in touch with city officials in Juarez, Mexico, just across the border from El Paso.
We want to make sure that we're prepared. We've heard that numbers are really big in Mexico right now in Juarez, and there's probably over 20,000 over there today that are waiting for Title 42 to be lifted.
El Paso is standing up an operations center and trying to identify enough shelter beds to get people off the streets. Temperatures here are dipping below freezing at night, which is, you know, pretty cold for people who really only have the clothes on their back. What El Paso officials want is to get more migrants processed quickly and bus them out of town to other cities like San Antonio and Houston that have bigger airports and better transportation networks than El Paso so that the shelters here don't overflow.
Yeah, it's okay. So the restrictions are in place. When might we know if they're going to be lifted or extended further?
It's hard to say. You know, for now, these restrictions allow immigration authorities to quickly expel migrants at the border without giving them a chance to seek asylum. Last month, the federal judge in Washington ruled that the policy is unlawful and ordered the Biden administration to end it. But a group of Republican attorneys general from 19 states have been trying to extend Title 42. They argue that lifting it would spark even more illegal immigration at the border. And then they've taken their appeal all the way to the Supreme Court. The court yesterday, in an order from Chief Justice John Roberts, didn't say much. It only says that the lower court ruling is stayed for the moment. It doesn't lay out any kind of timetable for how long the stay will continue. However, it does ask the Justice Department for a response by 5 p.m. today. That's not a long time, which suggests that, you know, we could get a relatively quick decision on whether these Title 42 restrictions are extended or whether they're allowed to end soon, maybe even in the next few days. You know, still a lot of ways that could go.
Looking ahead, Joel, any long-term ideas for policy around asylum seekers?
That is also a moving target. The Biden administration is reportedly weighing some major changes to the asylum system that would restrict who can apply for asylum at the border, while trying to encourage migrants to apply from outside the U.S. and not to cross the border illegally. But administration officials have not made any formal announcements yet about exactly what they are planning. And I don't expect that they will until we get, you know, some more clarity about what is next with Title 42.
That's Joel Rose, covers immigration for NPR. Joel, thanks.
You're welcome.